Track 7, page 38. Tips for VIPs. Part 14, applying makeup. Whether you save a full face of makeup for special occasions or don't go as far as the corner shop without your lippy, it can be tricky to apply cosmetics when you have sight loss. Thankfully, the members of our macular community have plenty of tricks up their sleeve. Here we share some of their best tips. Tools for the job. A good magnifying makeup mirror with a light is useful. Some mascara goes on it, but you can get up really close and it keeps both your hands free. I recommend the Charlotte Tilbury Chunky Eyeliner Pencils. They're so easy to use that I don't even look in the mirror to apply, and you can smudge them, but they don't smear all over your face. I now use travel-size brushes to apply makeup. They have shorter handles, which means you can get right up close to a mirror. Look out for some with full-size heads, but shorter handles. Mine are from Spectrum. I switched from brushes to a sponge, as I found it was more forgiving. I always take a selfie post-application. You can zoom right into areas you can't fully see and be more confident of the detail. Cheats and hacks. I use a lot of shimmery and soft colours so that if I mess it up, it is hardly noticeable. Skip wearing mascara and get your eyelashes tinted at a salon. And having your eyebrows shaped and tinted saves a lot of tweezing and filling in. I found that cosmetic tape got stuck to my eyelashes, so now I hold a bank card on my eyelid to put mascara on. It stops me getting any in places it's not supposed to be. Trying things a different way. Sometimes it's easier to put on eyeshadow with fingers rather than a brush. Soft cream eyeshadows which can be dabbed on gently with your ring finger may work. You can feel where you're going and gradually build up the layer of colour, or just put on a wash of colour. I wear sunglasses in most daytime situations because of light sensitivity. Special eye makeup is saved for big nights out. Thanks to members of the Working Age and Young People Facebook group for sharing their tips. To join the group, share your own experiences and pick up tips from more than 600 people in the same boat. Search facebook.com for Working Age and Young People Group.